Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of March, 2009, Friday the 13th, superstition that goes way back. Chaucer suggested that Fridays were unlucky, and by the 1800s, there was a whole long list of things that were considered unlucky to do on a Friday, including needleworking, writing letters, beginning a sea voyage, moving, getting married, going to the doctor. 13, considered an unlucky number, probably going back to biblical times. Judas Iscariot was said to be the 13th guest to sit at the table at the Last Supper. And by the 1700s, it was a common superstition that if 13 people sat down at a table together, one of them would die. And then the number 13 in general was considered unlucky. Many hotels still skip the 13th floor. They make it the 14th. And at some point, these two superstitions got combined into a fear of Friday the 13th. It's the birthday of Uncle Sam. Made his debut, 1852, as a cartoon in the New York Lantern, drawn by a man named Frank Henry Ballou. Uncle Sam, the name had been used before to refer to the U.S., the United States, since about 1810. But that was the first time anybody thought to make him into a character. It's the birthday of Janet Flanner, Indianapolis, 1892. Got kicked out of the University of Chicago for being a rebel, wrote for newspapers for a time back in Indianapolis, moved to New York City, tried to make it as a writer, became friends with Jane Grant, whose husband was Harold Ross, who started the New Yorker magazine. Janet Flanner had moved to Paris in 1922, became friends with Hemingway and Gertrude Stein, and she wrote letters back to Jane Grant, who shared them with Harold Ross, and he asked Janet Flanner to write a letter from Paris to the magazine every couple of weeks. And she did, under the pen name Genet. Letter from Paris ran from 1925 to 1975. And it's the birthday of L. Ron Hubbard, Lafayette Ronald Hubbard, born in Tilden, Nebraska, 1911, started writing for pulp magazines, science fiction, a prolific writer, and in 1950 he published Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health, which said that a therapeutic process called auditing could erase a person's cellular traces of traumatic experiences, and that would cure any physical or mental ailment and increase intelligence. Psychiatrists and medical professionals spoke out against Dianetics, but the book became a bestseller, and Hubbard used his ideas about Dianetics to found the Church of Scientology in 1954. In 1983, 11 leaders of the church were convicted for conspiracy, not including Hubbard, but he went into hiding and died in 1986 on his ranch in California. Here's a poem for today by Nancy Fitzgerald, entitled The Meaning of Life. There is a moment just before a dog vomits, when its stomach heaves dry, pumping what's deep inside the belly to the mouth. If you are fast, you can grab her by the collar and shove her out the door. Avoid the slimy bile, hunks of half-chewed food from landing on the floor. You must be quick, decisive, controlled. And if you miss the cue and the dog erupts en route, you must forgive her quickly and give yourself to scrubbing up the mess. Most of what I have learned in life leads back to this. The Meaning of Life by Nancy Fitzgerald, from Poems I Never Wrote, published by Poetry Harbor, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written and produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.